meaning two or more species growing together. Hopefully we're minimizing competition between them, and hopefully we're maximizing cooperation between them. We are attempting to do those things. We still don't really know that much about how to do that, but we are attempting to do that. And then the last view, that's perennial polycultures of multi-purpose plants, meaning plants that have more than one use, and we try and distinguish between things they do for us and things they do for the agro ecosystem. We'll get to see what a kiwi looks like whose trunk is this big. And I should just say, John, we'll tell the story more, but Jonathan and I started this garden 9 years ago. We gardened together for 3 years before that, so we've been growing stuff together for a long time. And we have made most of the mistakes that we possibly could in that time. And Steve Ware of Triple Brook Farms says, and we've sort of followed him in this, that he patents his mistakes and he doesn't want people to make them again, but he open sources all his successes. And that's what we like to do, is to encourage you to try new and interesting mistakes and not repeat the same mistakes that we and other people have made. So we'll focus on that. And feel free to ask about mistakes while we're walking around. There are plenty of them on display. With that, I mean plenty of them. Plus a lot we ripped out and, you know, a long time ago and got rid of, but there's still, we make new ones every day. Okay. What's a level forest garden? Let's scroll on. Well, here's one, right? Asian pear, Siberian pea shrub, lovage, horseradish, comfrey, buffalo berry. This is one in Colorado we'll walk through a bit more later, but we're trying to create a food production system that works like an ecosystem. That's sort of the bottom line, so we can skip ahead on that. Okay, so what does that mean? We're looking at modeling an edible ecosystem on the forest. We're not necessarily looking at gardening in the forest. We're looking at gardening like a forest. That might include gardening in the forest, but and we're looking at mostly an emphasis on low-maintenance perennial foods that come back every year and provide a harvest every year for multiple years, which you could say is laziness, or you could say is an elegant system where you use your brain instead of your back. I like to say laziness, but okay. We're looking at trying to provide food for people and ecosystem services. And when you take this model to the large scale, which has been done in the tropics for millennia, and we'll see later has been done here in some ways for millennia as well, you're looking at a very large scale system that can, one definition of permaculture is meeting human needs while improving ecosystem health. And this is an attempt at doing that, an utterly imperfect attempt around them. So this is hog peanut, which might be ready to eat, Jonathan. What do you think? Might there be hog peanuts tomorrow? Have they died back yet? Yeah, so we might be able to try some hog peanuts tomorrow. The hog peanut is a native vegetable, a native legume. So as far as people are concerned, it makes edible beans. It makes them underground, like a peanut. At our house, that's right between the mulch layer and the soil. Now they're covered in a brown layer of fuzz that looks just like dirt, which makes it very hard to harvest them. But there's pretty white and purple stuff under there. And they taste good. So that's the use for people. They also make edible above-ground beans, like little dry beans, like mung bean. Now, they also have agroecosystem. That's their use for us. Their function in the agroecosystem is multiple. They fix nitrogen, so they're making fertilizer for themselves and other plants. They are a great ground cover, so they will suppress the growth of weeds very effectively. They're native, and we always figure that's a good idea to work with native plants. And they love shade. And there's few nitrogen fixtures for shade, there's few food plants for shade, so we're thrilled about that. So this is a multi-purpose plant that on its own, if you had to choose between this and a potato, for pounds of food per acre, you would choose a potato. But when you incorporate all these other things about it, when we understand its full niche and its ability to plug in with the things around it, it becomes much more.